Section 1 is called Perspective Shift. Chapter 1, How Did We Get Here? Quote, there's never been a better time to start a business selling sports to children and their parents. End quote. Mark Hyman. Another quote, in most of America, the days of sandlot, playground, pickup sports are gone, replaced by a culture of practices, games, and travel. The Aspen Institute. It's always entertaining when a toddler attempts to pick up a rolling ball for the first time. They predictably bend down right when the ball is at their feet. And by the time they get their hands to the ground, the ball is already rolling 4 feet past them, leaving them bewildered, dazed, and confused. Their face says, "It was right there when I reached for it. Where did it go? How did that happen?" They can't pick it up because they haven't trained themselves to recognize where the ball came from or to gauge how fast it's now moving. While it may be funny to those of us watching, it's a frustrating experience for them. Their exasperation stems from an inability to see before and beyond what's right in front of them. They can't get their hands on it, not because they can't see it, but because they don't understand how the ball got there in the first place, the rate at which it was moving past them, and where it was trying to go apart from their intervention. Once they train themselves to recognize those things, the process has a much better chance of their effort producing a ball in their hands. Often, trying to get a grip on what's happening with our kids in youth sports today leaves us frustrated like the toddler. We've both felt it ourselves. We've both been dissatisfied with the overall vibe of youth sports culture, and at times have felt dazed and annoyed by the costs, the schedule, the stress, and the outcome of our club sports experiences. As part of our own attempts to catch the moving ball, an aspect of our training has simply been to get a basic appreciation for youth sports' origins. It's helped to recognize youth sports' original goals, to learn when and how youth sports became an industry, and to appreciate where it's headed with us and our kids now. A very brief history of youth sports. For our purposes in this book, the American youth sports ball began rolling when a British movement fusing spiritual development with physical activity made its way across the Atlantic Ocean at the turn of the last century. In the 1850s, a movement called Muscular Christianity gained traction in England, initiating a shift in the way people viewed sports and the value of a child's participation in them. Contrasting with the philosophy of dualistic Christians who devalued the physical world, muscular Christians began viewing the body as a God-given gift to be cultivated and developed holistically. They sought to grow young people physically, mentally, and spiritually, essentially sanctioning, quote, the physical activity of sports by giving it moral and religious value, end quote. Thus, muscular Christians embraced sports not just for their physical benefits, but as a means of moral formation, a way to actually develop and grow Christian character. Well, across the Atlantic in 1887, Luther Halsey Gulick Jr., in his role as the first superintendent of the physical education department of the International YMCA training school in Springfield, Massachusetts, that's the Young Men's Christian Association, saw the potential value of a muscular Christian philosophy in his work with young people. Gulick is most popularly remembered for encouraging his student James Naismith to create a new game. Ever heard of basketball? But he also created the inverted triangle the YMCA still uses to this day to denote the importance of physical, mental, and spiritual training. Gulick is one of the forefathers of modern-day physical education, and his leadership and organizational skills led not only to the YMCA becoming enormously influential in the U.S., but also to the spreading of organized sports participation among kids throughout the country. 16 years later, Gulick was still looking for ways to expand his message of holistic childhood development. So, in 1903, he pioneered the first public school sports league, the Public Schools Athletic League in New York,